to your letters now, and we received several notes of appreciation for a pair of stories last week about the decline of Native American languages and an increase in the number of tribal radio stations. Chi-Migwich, Ojibwe, for many thanks for the extended report on efforts to salvage Native American languages. Dr. Pete Buckskin and Goldie Buckskin wrote from the Lac du Flambeau Ojibwe Reservation in Wisconsin. A major goal of our government's various Indian policies, including boarding schools and urban relocation, was aimed at eliminating the use of Native. Unfortunately, these policies were quite effective, and now in most tribes, the pool of fluent speakers has been reduced to a handful of elders. Hopefully, it is not too late to rescue many of our sacred languages. My interview last week with Michael Kostelnik, Assistant Commissioner for Marine and Air Operations at U.S. Customs and Border Protection, on the use of unmanned surveillance drones over the Canadian border, focused in part on drug interdiction. Mr. Kostelnik's characterization of a strain of marijuana known as BC Bud drew howls of protest from some listeners. John Blair of Oakland, California wrote, "Michael Kostelnik described BC Bud as a very lethal type of hydroponically grown marijuana. It has been conclusively demonstrated that, unlike alcohol, there is no lethal dose of any variety of marijuana. That is not to say that marijuana use is without risks, but the Customs Department should get their facts straight rather than spreading misinformation." And finally, I spoke last week with author Jancy Dunn about her new book, Why Is My Mother Getting a Tattoo? The interview prompted many of you to send in your own stories about getting inked. I mentioned that I had a rose tattoo inked on my ankle when I turned 50. Turns out I have that in common with Kathleen Grady of Birdsboro, Pennsylvania, though her placement was a bit more risque than mine. She wrote, "Leanne, I just wanted to tell you that I too got my first tattoo when I turned 50. It is a rose on my breast. It's something I wanted all my life, and I guess when you turn 50, you feel that your life is going by so fast that you better do things that you want before it is too late." By the way, a friend of mine decided to get a red leaf tattoo for her 40th birthday after seeing my rose tattoo. We welcome your letters and comments. Go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. Please tell us where you live, how to pronounce your name. We're also on Twitter. My new username is NPRLeanne. That's NPRLIANE. Or you can write to the entire Weekend Edition staff at NPR Weekend. The rose tattoo, I'm the invisible man. Long live the king, nothing remains, only a rose tattoo. This is NPR News.